From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. The legislative session ended on Monday, a few days later than scheduled. Now, one of the bills on Governor Rick Scott's desk awaiting his signature is for the water reservoir to be built just south of Lake Okeechobee. It's one of the top priorities of Senate President Joe Negron, who lives in Stuart. That's an area that was impacted last year by the blue-green algae that crippled parts of eastern and western Florida when excess water was released from Lake Okeechobee. The project will cost roughly $1.5 billion. $800 million will come from the state, the rest from the federal government. Scott's spokesman said the governor will sign the bill. Now, one group behind this measure is the Everglades Foundation. Their leader called this a momentous accomplishment. We're joined now by the foundation's CEO, Eric Eichenberg. Why do you believe this bill passing is a momentous success?
Well, I say it's momentous because 17 years ago, the United States Congress passed the historic Everglades Restoration Plan. And when that legislation passed the Congress and was signed by the president, the second project that was authorized was a reservoir in the Everglades agricultural area. So the reason why we're so pleased and optimistic going forward is it took 17 years to get to the point where we're now on the verge of Governor Scott signing Senate Bill 10. It is momentous. It's been 17 years in the waiting.
Still, the federal government has to foot its part of the bill. What makes you confident that there's not going to be any problem with that?
So in order for Everglades restoration projects to be successful, the state of Florida has to go out and buy the land. The state has to put the money up first in order to get these projects moving. Once the land is identified, once the project has been designed and is authorized by Congress, then the United States Congress begins to send the money down to Florida. And that's been the case over these last 17 years. So Washington, despite the changes from Democrat to Republican to Democrat to Republican administrations in the White House, one thing that has been common over the last 17 years is the federal government puts up its share of Everglades dollars, and there's no doubt that they will continue to do so.
Briefly describe for us what exactly this reservoir is going to do.
So when Lake Okeechobee rises, the Army Corps, instead of dumping this water east and west, they can store it south of the lake so that pollution can be removed from the water, and then you're delivering clean, fresh water through the Everglades down into Florida Bay and the Florida Keys, that more natural way water is supposed to move on the peninsula. That's what this reservoir does.
Now, the project could start soon, but still, again, we have to wait for federal funding, and the Army Corps of Engineers and the Water Management District have to come together on the plan. So again, it could be a waiting game. And meanwhile, we may have other algae blooms. Is there a concern about that?
I also need to point out that without Senate Bill 10 and without Governor Scott signing this legislation, the way it stands right now, the state of Florida and the Army Corps of Engineers are not going to even talk about this project until the year 2021. That's another 4 years away from just starting to plan for it. And then that takes a couple of years. So under the current timeline, you're about 8 to 10, 10 to 12 years away from this reservoir coming online. What President Negron has done and what the governor will do by signing this legislation is it moves that process up. It continues this sense of urgency. And let's get this reservoir built using state lands over the next handful of years.
Eric Eichenberg is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. We've been talking about Senate Bill 10 and plans to move forward now and building a reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee and helping to restore the Everglades and, of course, to also battle those blue-green algae blooms that we experienced last year. Mr. Eichenberg, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
And you can learn more about how and why this Everglades project was introduced in the first place in a series WLRN reported with WMFE in Orlando, River of Grass, Dying of Thirst. That's at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.